it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, let's play the 5-second rule. Now, this is a game where we've replaced, normally if you were playing, it has one of those little things you flip over.
It's got, yeah, it's a timer of sorts, but it's not a
rings in it.
Yeah.
And when they get to the bottom, your time is up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start it, it makes that noise.
Yeah, it's a fun new twist on an old classic.
So we'll have that noise, but then the ending sound is the sound of a mummy recreated with 3D printing when they made his voice box and tongue.
That's the one.
My kids, I've had that as my text tone for a while, that mummy scream.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that's the greatest thing in the world.
Because it is.
Yeah, they're right.
It's very, very good.
Yeah,
although, if you are using your phone through the sound system of the car, and you have the button turned on for sound, and maybe you're listening to music kind of loud,
might be
and
jarring.
Then all of a sudden you hear that, it also, I heard this last week, Dad, that was really scary. And I said, I was startled by what happened. All right, Hot Wings, you're first.
Okay.
Name 4 places you wish you could wear your pajamas.
Oh, here, to a funeral, to my parents' house, and to the DMV.
Oh! When was the last time you left your house wearing what you slept in? What do you sleep in? Because I always think that you look like
I sleep
like
in a T-shirt and basketball shorts.
Okay. When was the last time you went, like last summer? Get up and just go in whatever he slept in?
No. God, no. I don't know. Probably college, like when I fell asleep wearing clothes and then woke up and I had them on. Yeah, I don't go out. And like they're not the type of shorts I wear outside. They're long. I've had them for like 20 years, so they look like Fab Five shorts.
Okay.
I mean, they're ridiculous.
Joe, what about you?
I sleep nude.
Always?
Yeah.
Every time.
I mean,
so the last time you went out, like what, last Tuesday?
Yeah.
it was that hotel in Minnesota, wasn't it?
It would have to be. Oh man,
St. Cloud.
One of the worst ever.
Kelly, what about you?
I sleep naked too, but I usually walk around my house in like leggings because it's cold right now. So leggings and a sweatshirt. Sometimes I fall asleep in that, or I'll put it on when I'm getting ready in the morning. I'll think, this sweater looks really good.
Yeah.
And I'll wear it to work.
Yeah, right? I think that's fine.
But like big cozy sweaters.
But that's not jammies, though. So,
right,
like,
exactly.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I have little, you know, jammy shorts and stuff, but they're way too short to wear out. I would never, never.
Steve, what about you?
Boxer briefs.
That's all you sleep in?
Yeah.
So you're not going out?
Sometimes a T-shirt.
You ever get the paper with that? Like in
no.
the, like in the
like I'm Tony
like
Soprano.
Like in the old school, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With my bathrobe.
Also, back when papers came to houses.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, who wants this next one?
I'll go.
Okay, Joe. Name 3 reasons you have felt shame.
My body, my thoughts, more other things of me.
Oh!
I don't know.
More other things of you.
Anything, name it, I guess.
Yeah, you were almost too broad in your first
I was, yeah.
Because your thoughts could have been narrowed down into 1,000 things, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You ever wish somebody was dead?
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
But I'm not really ashamed of that.
Have you ever wished someone in the room was dead?
No.
Sick? Uh-uh.
Wait, this room?
Yeah.
Or like any room?
This room.
Yeah.
Any
just
room.
A room.
Oh my God, no.
That'd be a real vague question. What about sick?
No, that would be even weirder. Who just wishes sickness upon people?
I'm trying to get inside your head. I want to find out what you're shameful about. Let me add another word to that.
I mean, probably like the
time spent looking for the perfect porn clip at various moments in my life.
Yeah.
Settling on something that features wheelchairs.
Yeah. And then forgetting to bookmark the other tabs that I opened, mm-hmm. thinking those might be good. Not going back to them.
Kelly, name three things that are always free.
What? For always free.
Damn!
Love?
What'd you say?
Love.
I said, name it!
I was, well, all I could think was gum from a gas station you feel comfortable stealing from. But don't do that. I don't know why.
But that's not free.
It is if you steal it and you don't get caught.
Like
no,
that one.
No, wait,
but don't do that. I'm not recommending you do that. That's the only thing that came to my brain, though. And I was like, don't say it.
You really froze on that one.
Yeah.
More
I
than
mean,
I
most people would have just said,
all
like,
I could think about was stealing.
Like, air.
I just said love.
Even that was such an afterthought.
I know.
I felt compelled to yell because it seemed like such an easy question. It reminded me of this Billy on the Street where he walks up to this lady. It's for a dollar, which is one of his bits. And he's like, for a dollar, name a woman. And this lady is just like, and he's like, name a woman! Name a woman!
I got to watch some of those again.
Oh, my God.
I saw a funny clip
on
TikTok yesterday of him and John Hamm going up to a woman and saying, for a dollar, would you have a threesome with the two of us? And she goes, no. He goes, why not? He's right here. Look at John Hamm. And John reaches out and touches her hand. He goes, don't touch her. She doesn't deserve it. I laughed out loud. I hated him. Joe, we've talked about this before. You and I both were like, God, I hate Billy Eichner. And now I'm like, Billy Eichner's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think it was unfair. I just didn't know. I didn't give it a chance. And I just saw someone I didn't know yelling at people. I should have just watched a second longer.
I hated him because I saw him first on Parks and Rec, and that character was kind of Billy on the Street. All he did is yell at people,
mm-hmm.
and it was a late added character, and I'm like, that is an annoying character.
The character got funnier, though, as
it
time
did.
Went on.
It did.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
Name three experiences that are better when drunk.
Skydiving, driving, and running really fast.
I don't think we can accept
the Bruce Springsteen triple play, as Steve calls that.
Running really fast sounds awful. That sounds so bad.
All of those don't sound great.
Joe,
to
did
do
you
drunk,
ever
drink and skydive?
Ever, yeah.
No.
That's a no-no, right?
I can't imagine they would approve of that.
It seemed to be at that drop zone, but there was a couple of brothers from South Africa who they said back when they lived at home, they would go do a skydive, go to the bar for a beer, do a skydive.
Wow.
Go have a beer. Mm. Yeah, it sounded
like
fun.
Would they show up? Would it be so brazen that they show up at the bar wearing their skydiving?
Like, I'm pretty sure it was all right there encapsulated within it.
And then gotta go jump out of a plane again.
Man. I mean,
I don't think they were taking students up. I think it was just like, let's just party and jump out of a plane.
But, man.
Here's that clip.
For a dollar, name a woman.
Name a woman?
Yeah.
Who?
Who? No, name a woman.
Name a woman?
Yeah. Yoga bag, name a woman.
Sorry.
No, name a woman.
Name a woman?
Yes, go.
Any?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is so hard.
Name a woman. Name a woman! No!
She just laughed.
Once he started screaming in her face,
this is so
it
hard.
Freaked her out.
Name a woman.
Name a woman!
I get it, though. I feel that way often playing games on this show.
Oh, yeah. The stress is real.
In various ways.
Yeah.
And in some cases, we do yell at you when...
Yeah, of course.
You know.
I don't know if it was ever as simple as name a woman.
No, but there have been other ones.
You mean like
just say an answer.
Sure.
Things that are free?
Yeah. Like that.
I'm feeling personally attacked right now.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Outings.
Yeah.
Name three celebrity troublemakers.
Robert Downey Jr., Bruce Springsteen, and Billy Joel. Because he used to hit trees while drunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and a house, I think.
Yeah. A couple of those. Yeah. They're like, I've been good for a while.
Well, yes.
I think all
they
of
have.
Them.
They have. Well, Springsteen, maybe not that much. But
I still don't know what's going on with
that. He's been trying since November.
Still trying to figure that one out a little bit. He's doing a podcast with Barack, so I mean,
is he?
Yeah,
sounded fun.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah,
probably trying to get a pardon.
Probably.
That's not how that works.
Probably.
Joe, name three rude questions you've been asked.
How'd you get a girlfriend? You've been married. I don't know.
Have you ever wished somebody was dead?
I think that's a legit question.
Yeah, I think that is.
Yeah, in here, exactly.
How'd you get a girlfriend? How did you get married? Boy, those are insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you manage to eat so much in such a short amount of time?
Have you been asked
those
things?
No.
Like, who do we need to yell at for you?
I don't know.
Us, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
no,
most
it's
likely.
Okay when we do it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Those are legit questions when we ask. We really want to know.
Kelly?
Yes.
Name three things you shout during sex.
I love it. This is great, and thank you.
Thank you.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Great.
You sound like someone who won a free chicken dinner at the church.
Yeah.
I love chicken. This is great.
Thank you.
You're our 1,000th shopper.
I love it.
That's just like sex.
Yum.
This is great.
What if that was a super authentic answer and we're all laughing at it?
And she's
and
like,
Stuart's at home going, that is what it is.
It's pretty accurate.
But then, just goes,
it's like if we say, hey, there's free food, and Kelly's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, more servings. Oh, yeah. Put it on my face.
Three. Steve is the number that you'll need to name.
Okay.
Yeah, three is what I was talking about. Three.
The answer is always three.
Is there going to be a two and a one, or is it a countdown?
You get really creepy.
What are you doing?
Creepy and freaky.
I just looked down and
three.
Saw the three on the card and then said what I was looking at. It's not even at the left side of the sentence. It's at the right.
There's our burgundy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Three. Name three celebrities who did jail time from the sports world.
Deion Sanders. You ever? No.
The guy from the Patriots.
Hernandez.
Yeah, probably.
O.J. Simpson.
And Lamar Odom. Got called the hookers.
Pac-Man.
Did he
kind of skirted jail time by being almost dead? He's dead.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.